This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Yes, sir.
This past Sunday, Trump said he has truckloads of info that the 2020 election was stolen. Do you think that'll be the first thing and only thing that he presents tonight?
I don't know. I think he lied to my producer about why you wanted to get on the air again.
Seems pretty important. Seems pretty important if you had all that info that that's what he would be discussing tonight.
Well, we must have bad connection. I'm talking to you. You're not even hearing me. Let's try again later. Okay, there you go. Oh, gosh. Coming out of power line, we had John Hinder. I know he did. I know he did. That told me all I needed to know. That told me all I needed to know. What? And see. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we dealt with him, though. That's fine. He's dealt with. Bye-bye. That was the shortest video. That was, I think, he likes to go by Seminar Caller. He has a fine little YouTube channel that with nothing but stolen media. And he'll put this one up saying, I showed Bill Frady what was what. Yeah. Anyway, John Hinderaker was out there opining on the release of one Benjamin Erickson, the widely reported person of interest in the Brown University attack. And we get Erickson reportedly drove from Wisconsin to Providence and was arrested in Hampton Inn, 20 miles from Providence, with a couple of firearms in his hotel room. And reportedly he was tracked using cell phone data. How much of that was true was unknown at this point. Now, if they're using cell phone data, then wouldn't they know where he was before he went to the Hampton Inn? Wouldn't they know where he was last week? But as Hinderaker observes, we know little beyond what that little we may or may not actually know from media reports. And he says, it seems remarkable that someone could enter a building on a college campus, fire 40 or more rounds as reported, kill and injure multiple people, and simply walk away without being apprehended or challenged. It is not that remarkable, though. The lecture hall where the attack took place is apparently stereotypical, with raised seating descending from the sole entry exit doors at the back top of the lecturer's area. Students' backs are to the doors, and only the lecturer would be able to see anyone entering the hall. So, reportedly, the killer entered the doors, began shooting, concealed his handgun, and walked calmly out of the walked out again. Now, as Hinderaker notes, some 40 rounds were apparently fired. This would likely require two magazine changes, which would have taken, for the uninitiated, about 4 seconds. And firing that many rounds would have taken no more than 5 minutes, and probably less. If he had been limited to 10-round magazines, that's 3 magazine changes, adding no more than 4 seconds to the total time. And gunshots don't sound like they do in the movies. Depending on the location of the lecture hall, it's entirely possible no one outside the lecture hall heard the gunshots. Or if they couldn't be sure where they were from where they were coming. And if that's the case, or even if it isn't, unless someone was in a position to hear the shots, see the killer leaving the hall and make that connection, there would be no reason for anyone else to connect someone calmly walking on the campus while wearing cold weather clothing with an attack about which they had no knowledge. Now, Brown is reported to have some 800 security cameras, which they have published the schematic of their layout for everybody to see. And, you know, while everybody's going, how could he not have been recorded? Well, there you go. He knew where the cameras were. He knew where the cameras were. So unless those cameras are continuously monitored by people that are strapped, and I mean a pipe-hitting bunch of guys that know how to watch video and know how to immediately direct armed responders to dangerous situations, they're basically security theater. Yeah, you do get to watch. You get to see, look, there he goes. He's going in there. He's shooting now. Look, look, he's walking away. Look, we lost him. That's all you get to see. 800 cameras. According to Brown, there's 231 separate buildings of around 7,200,000 gross square feet, covering some 143 acres. If a building is a single story and square or rectangular but not too large, four cameras can imperfectly cover its exterior, but there will be blind spots. Irregularly shaped buildings or multi-story buildings require more. And 4 times 231 is 924 cameras, and far more than that would be required merely to imperfectly cover the exteriors of those buildings. So having cameras means that you see them darting to and fro, and you don't really get to see very much about them. For some, it's almost like the surveillance cameras were put together by the same people that sell cameras that go looking for Bigfoot, because they always get a blurry vision, blurry image, you know? You probably have a better chance of being surveilled walking around in a gap than you do, you know, anywhere else outside, because outside is covering a whole lot of, whole lot of space. Maybe the FBI will eventually identify a suspect, but reality is horrible. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes reality. Nobody ever likes reality. But that's the way it is. Coming up next, talk a little more about reality, is Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.